I hate when they bring back shows. I hate it
when they bring back shows.
Yeah, like, you know, they do a show and you get like a couple seasons and it was awesome and it was really funny and it ends. Yeah. They did this with like Arrested Development. And then like what? I don't know.
Frasier.
Yeah, Will and Grace, you know, their season back was a smash hit. And then like, you know, you wrap a show and then 8 years later, they're like, yeah, let's try the same thing. You know, that's what people want.
Right.
Because they've been knocking on doors for 8 years to say, bring this thing back.
Yeah, right. People from all over just be like, oh, I need to see this old timer's face one more time.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And like, it's just like a cash grab for the old timers that couldn't make it big before so that they could like try one more time with the old characters, right?
And they couldn't come up with anything new either. So it's like, let's just repackage this thing and, you know, kind of start over, but not really start over.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're bringing back the show. So
anyway, we're back.
We're doing this again. I would say, and we're going to go through it. So much has happened, yet nothing has happened. Let me see. Last time we talked.
Well, before that, we have a special thing that we have to do. We have to introduce ourselves and jump into the theme.
But here's the thing. You don't need to introduce Niles and Roz when you bring it back 8 years later.
Like everybody obviously already knows us. We don't have to introduce ourselves, but.
Oh, I'm Paul.
And this is Nick.
And this is Super Serial Podcast.
And this is Serial.
Oh, damn it. All right. This is Paul.
And this is Nick.
And this is Serial.
Serial! Hey, we did it.
All right, that's a wrap. We'll see you guys next week.
It took us enough just to get through that part. Think back to August of 2017 was the last time that we did this.
I mean, not much has changed.
It's all kind of the same.
Same president.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like someone could have gone into a coma when the last podcast ended and woke up, and they always ask like the different questions, like how many fingers am I holding up, and be like, who's the president of the United States? Trump? Oh, he's fine.
Yeah, Trump. Like there was a pandemic, but now it's over, so it's like you missed that completely. You could have missed. The podcast space is worse than it's ever been. So this is the perfect time for us to jump in.
Here's the thing. But if you're listening to this now, you already have a podcast too. Because every single person has a podcast now.
I mean, of the amount of corporate sellout podcasts that are out there, and we're not one of them. That's the biggest disappointment, I think, of the entire thing. As we had the slightest momentum that could ever have been developed, and we were like, yeah, we're good. We could be huge right now.
There's some stuff that's going to happen with us, though. Like, our lives are completely different.
Yeah, let's see. I moved twice.
Yeah.
I got remarried.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this today. I've had 4 different cars, which is very un-Paul. And I have a kid, which is very un-Paul. But now that's all Paul is. Identify as a dad.
This is the thing. Like, since the last time we talked, I also had a kid. I had a little pandemic baby. And,
nice.
Yeah, she's 4 and a half now. And yeah, I don't remember what I was like before then. Here's what I will say. The day that your child first eats a cereal and loves it is like, you're my kid. Like she will house, not only will she house multigrain Cheerios, she looks at other flavors of Cheerios. It's like, this isn't it. Like she's like a critic. She'll eat Cheerios. And you're like, no, this doesn't taste the same. Give me the multi Cheerios, please. You're like, oh, okay. All right. She also is very big into the strawberry flavored cereals. So basically we're working our way up to Frankenberry. Like one day she'll be ready for the sugar bomb that is Frankenberry. But right now she's eating the healthy strawberry cereals.
I cannot wait for my daughter to start eating food at the time of recording. So we've introduced her to a couple of like soft foods that she's doesn't seem thrilled about, but I can't wait for her to start eating real food. And my real food, I'm talking like packaged food, but I'm talking like real food with me. I can't wait for the, we'll order a kid's meal. Cause then I know I'm getting like a second meal, which is awesome as well. But yeah, the cereal thing I think is going to be huge. I'm the oldest new dad that is not rich or famous. So I feel like I'm just going to be like, you know what? When I was a kid, I ate this and you can have it too. Speaking of Cheerios though.
Yeah.
Their flavor variety is amazing. It's huge. And I got to say, overall, they're good. Like they're good cereal. The flavors are pretty good. I had that crazy veggie one.
I ate the veggie one recently too. Blueberry banana.
It's not bad. I don't like a lot of vegetables. I don't like a lot of fresh fruit, which seems insane. But like the stuff where they're like, we put a cup of vegetables into this macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is perfect for me, man. What are you doing? What are you eating? Vegetables? Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a grown up now. I'm eating vegetables that are shaped like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm two steps away from just eating the goo in the Matrix. Like this has everything I need. Great. That's all I want.
Oh, man. And this is why, like, you sent me a photo or you posted it on Instagram or something of your daughter eating avocado and not liking
it.
And, like, I feel like that you're passing on your bad genes onto onto your children.
I like avocado. What I don't like bananas. And she didn't like bananas either. I think it's a texture thing. It's just kind of... A good banana, I feel like it's hard to come by. But yeah, every time I eat it, I'm like, oh God, I wish I was not eating this banana. It just kind of like makes your mouth all dry and it tastes just bleh, and I'm not a fan. I like banana bread. Banana Cheerios.
You like banana flavoring and fake banana flavoring, but you don't necessarily like just to eat like a fresh off the tree sort of banana.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I never had it fresh off the tree. Maybe I'm in Guatemala one day and I'm like the banana man over here.
I live next door to the farmer's market. It happens every week. And there is a place there that sells for 2 weeks only because it's all the stock that they have. They only have like two or three banana trees, but they sell bananas at the farmer's market. The bananas are like $2 a banana and they are itty bitty. And they still have the seeds inside of them, but they are so good. It's very good. And I never buy them anymore because I just had to buy them once, but you buy them once and you're like, oh, this is what a banana is actually supposed to taste like. It's wild.
So they have this guy has a banana tree in LA basically, or like in California.
Yeah. Nearby, like outside.
I'm now out in the suburbs of Atlanta. So I am deep in, big box store, QSR chains with a drive-through,
nice.
A Sam's Club and a Costco. So there's a fast food brand that is expanding into the Southeast. I've probably tried it because they just built one 3 minutes from my neighborhood out on the main.
I'm looking at fast food brands.
All right, so here's what we got. I'm going to start from the highway exit, and I'm going to move east.
Okay.
Also, Atlanta does not do compass directions very well. I lived a long time in the Midwest where it's a grid and you have the lake. So you like, you know, the lake is east and the other side is west. You know, so they're like, oh, like you go north for three blocks. Like, what? So we're going to start from the exit. So we've got Krispy Kreme, Popeyes, Chipotle. There was a double drive-through Checkers that just closed down. They're making it a Caribou Coffee. We have a Starbucks. We have a some sort of hot chicken place, like one of the off-brand hot chicken places. So we have a brand new Chick-fil-A. It used to be a Dwarf House, and now it's a Truett Grill. So there's the Chick-fil-A. There is a Captain D's that...
Captain D's? That's still
around? Yeah, and it is... Oh, yeah, and this one's on its last leg. I haven't been yet because I do love a crispy fish sandwich. We have a Dunkin' Donuts. We have a QT, which is a restaurant for all intents and purposes. We have a Moe's. We have a Wingstop. There's a Subway that should be torn down. There's a Honey Baked Ham Company. They make sandwiches, so I consider it a restaurant. There's a Burger King that someone... Yeah, they make. You can go to Honey Baked Ham for lunch. They got like lunch combos. Yeah, yeah.
My brother used to work at Honey Baked Ham for the express reason that he could just bring home stockpiles of meat that they didn't sell. That's the only reason why he worked there. He's one of the people that was like a customer all the time. He's like, I should just work here. And just started working there instead.
There's a Burger King that someone ran a red light and drove their truck into. So they rebuilt the part of the Burger King. And then you've got your standard fare. Wendy's, everything you could... Oh, there's an Arby's. Dude, how is Arby's still open? Every time I go by an Arby's, there is not... There's like not even a car for the staff. Someone's eating at Arby's.
So it sounds like somebody's living at Arby's because there's nobody driving there. And there's no public transit where you're living, probably. So,
no, if you guys need to move, you may want to consider moving to an Arby's. It's like if you're the super of a building, you have to work the building, but you live for free. I mean, maybe guys just do a shift at the Arby's.
Listen, we're always looking for new sources of protein. My wife, she likes to lift and she needs the protein. So why not go to where the meats live? Yeah.
They've redone their architecture too, where it's like a big rectangular box now, white and brown, real bad. They got a new one. Not only was this Arby's near me tanking, getting no traffic, they decided to tear it down and rebuild a new one right on top of where the old one was. And I was like, who's making these decisions? Open up the books, local art.
I need to see the books.
This is like when Paulie invests in that guy's bar in Goodfellas and they just buy all the liquor and move it out the back and burn it to the ground. I'm like, this has got to be, and I don't subscribe to this, but there's got to be like something happening. Maybe he does a lot of catering orders. I don't know. Maybe his key business is like lunches. You know, maybe. He doesn't have to worry about foot traffic coming in because he's got an order for an insurance office for 42 sandwiches that's coming in every week. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. There's got to be somebody that's ordering stuff from Arby's.
There are a lot of serial trends and stories that we've missed over the time we've been away.
And some stuff that we have missed that we actually hit in our podcast and then came back around again. We could have been influential. There are some people that are listening to our podcast in the 8 years. Thank you, listeners, for listening to our podcast over the years when we were out on a hiatus. But there's some trends that came around that I think that we were pretty clairvoyant on.
Yeah. My favorite is the trends that came and went.
Yeah.
And it's like it never happened. All right. So we've got a quick overview we want to talk about here. I'm going to go through them and then we can kind of let's get them out there and then we'll start talking about it. Unicorn trend kind of still happening here. Healthy cereals. I feel like it's on the decline. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
People turning stuff into cereal that isn't cereal. We pioneered this. We're getting ripped 1,000%. Off. This was us. It's recorded for all time. Cereal is dead. Cereal is back. Yeah. Cereal is dead. But for real, cereal's back. No, for real, cereal is dead. And then cereal shrinkflation, which is an interesting topic because there's shrinkflation, but then all the boxes are like gigantic. You can't get a normal box.
But that's the thing. You get this gigantic box, but like it's like half full.
Well, Nick, some settling may occur because it is filled by weight, not by volume. It's right there on the back. Right. Unicorn trend.
So I feel like the unicorn specifically as an animal appeared on a bunch of boxes. Like, I remember this being on Lucky Charms. But unicorn colors and animals started popping up. I feel like this dovetails into the mermaid trend that we were talking about the last episode that we were
in. Yeah. I feel, and I'm, because I was just about to be like, what is unicorn when it comes to like this type of trend? And I feel like it's like mermaid adjacent. Like, it's very much like very colorful. Maybe like fruity flavors. Mermaid trend? Like, mermaid was blue fruit and unicorn is more like pink and red fruit. Flavoring. Yeah. So unicorn trend. I don't recall though seeing any unicorn stuff still out there.
Now, the message has always been the same. It's just like, hit the kids with the brightest colors. And then we're also like diversifying what those bright colors could mean and like trying to like categorize those bright colors. It's not like Fruit Loops where it's just like an explosion of like the basic primary colors. Now we're getting into these nuanced colors, and like now we're gonna be like, oh, now we can tell the difference between this is a unicorn, this is a mermaid, this is a, I don't know, Medusa. We need more Medusa
Medusa flavors. Cereal. I would think there had to have been a hold on, don't give me her name. There had to have been an Ursula cereal, which is probably as close to a Medusa cereal that we will. I wonder if there's been a Disney villain cereal. Sound off in the comments.
Breaking news. Well, breaking in 2019, there was a line of Disney villain cereals. Funko Pop came out with ones just in time for the Halloween season in 2019 that featured Hades, Maleficent, Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas, and, as Paul mentioned, Ursula. Now, do I agree that Medusa is the same as Ursula? No, of course not. That's ridiculous. But there's some like tentacle, tendril things, so we'll let them slide this time. The intractable universe of Disney is coming for him, so we'll let him slide in his ignorance, his blissful ignorance, for now. Back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
I do like the all green Lucky Charms that have come out. So they're coming out with like thematic colors, especially the Lucky Charms folks. They do like the all green for, I guess, St. Patty's Day. I like the red, white, and blue Rice Krispies. I like the orange Rice Krispies. I like all of the coloring varietals of Rice Krispies for the holidays. Makes me feel festive.
There is also a new monster cereal that's come out since we last recorded, which is the Carmella Creeper cereal.
That's right. That's right. Is she like a witch?
She's a zombie.
A zombie?
Yeah. She's a zombie.
I haven't had it.
But that's like, I feel like that is, it's green cereal pieces. And, but like with like unicorn / mermaid colored marshmallows.
Okay. It's like your ghost. It's your ghost cereal.
Yeah.
The green. We'll have to get that when we swing around to the old holidays there.
Oh, yeah. But the reprise of Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think something that requires a minute here is the low-carb, healthy cereals. So what is your experience? We're talking about Magic Spoon, and we'll probably go into depth. This is its own show for sure. But have you had any of these Magic Spoon, Catalina Crunch, Keto Bambino, or whatever? I'm sure there's one out there.
Yeah.
Have you had any of these?
So in the opposite direction of where you live, where you have like, you know, big box stores and things like that, we have a trend that I love, like wholeheartedly love, of what are called soupettes. I don't know if you're familiar with a soupette. A soupette is a convenience store, essentially. That's like, it's a convenience / grocery store. So don't think like supermarket. Think like small, like bodega style market.
Yeah, but this is like, you're sounding like a bodega person now. Man. Exactly. I'm going to turn my headphones off.
But it's a bodega style, but it's heavily curated. So we're talking about in LA, this is going to be esoteric for LA, but Juice to Grocer, Canal Market, there's a couple in Island Park, Fatty Mart. It's basically like, for me as a person that's like middle class in LA, it's like aspirational sort of thing. Soupettes are these kind of small bodega style, heavily curated stock. And they all seem to carry versions of these kind of indie healthy cereals. And my kid loves them, especially like the ones that like taste like strawberries. My problem with them is that they taste okay, and I feel like I need to refinance a home in order for me to afford them. Like, I feel like I need to take a bank loan out in order for me to afford these boxes. I went to go buy some just for our podcast, just for our return. And I was like, oh, I'll just pick up some Magic Spoon. It's $10 for like a 7-ounce box or something like that. It's buck wild.
Well, you know, Magic Spoon hella sold out.
Yeah.
Like, they're a Target now.
They're a Vaughn's too.
Yeah, they were like a podcast sponsor staple for a while. Like, you would only get them through mail order. I have not had Magic Spoon. So you're saying the Supretts sells Magic Spoon usually?
Yeah. The Supretts all have like a version of these like indie cereals that are also healthy. And then now I see them at like Vaughn's and Whole Foods and stuff too.
I started with Catalina Crunch. And that was mail order only. And I obviously got the Cinnamon Toast one to start. I want to say maybe a chocolate flavor. Either way, it was terrible. And if I think about it now, I can't remember why I didn't like it. It could have been everything, but I think there was a texture issue. I feel like it was like Moon cheese. You know Moon cheese?
No. What's Moon cheese?
It's like a dried cheese snack.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's basically like just a ball of freeze-dried protein. The cereals were terrible. Now, I will say I'm probably going to have to pick up a Magic Spoon and give it another go, but it is $9 a box, so it's
crazy. Yeah. It's super expensive, and the flavors, it's okay. Like, it's passable, and, like, you know, it's got a lot of claims about protein and stuff because there's the protein indie healthy cereals, too. And it's like, there's a lot of claims about protein that I don't know that I trust or understand.
We're talking about turning things that aren't into cereal.
Yeah.
We did this first. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Like,
I'm looking at Nick provided some articles. All of this stuff sounds awesome. Like, all of this sounds good. People have made mini pancakes and put them in a bowl and put milk over them. Sounds great. Mini donuts, mini cookies. We did this. The original Cookie Crisp Challenge was a thing of mini Chips Ahoy with milk on top. It's one of the greatest things I've ever eaten in my life. The one bowl was 800 calories. It was fantastic. And I think we have other foods that we need to do the same thing with. But yeah, it's interesting how that became a thing. I remember the pancake thing for a little bit.
Right. Yeah, me too. The one that surprised me was the croissants one. Like, having a mini croissant seems like so much work for you to do like mini croissants in a bowl. But yeah.
Imagine making the time and effort to make mini croissants just to turn them into cereal sounds insane.
Listen, like, we went through a pandemic where baking became like a big deal, right? And you saw that everybody was baking sourdough bread and they're like doing the sourdough starter and keeping it alive, and everyone got into bread making. You notice there was never like a croissant trend, because croissants are wicked hard to make.
And, yeah, they're very hard.
Yeah, especially to do right. And, it also costs a lot with all the butter and stuff. So, but I will say that pour milk on top of something that's just filled with butter, man, that cereal milk's got to taste wild.
That sounds really good. And I feel like you've got to make them mini. You've got to make them right for cereal. Like, they only almost like... I feel like I know a lot about croissants, okay? That's just me. I feel like I'm a croissant-a-sewer.
I don't see a certificate on your wall about being a... maybe that's a Marquette diploma that I have not seen yet.
It's actually behind the camera.
Got it.
but it's got... So you've got your croissants that are like grocery store croissants that are essentially glorified bread, right? Croissant by name only. It's what they make a croissant sandwich out of. Not knocking your croissant sandwich at all, but
never.
They're soft, and they have like a similar texture from the outside to the inside. But then you have like the real good croissants that you're buying at a nice
artisan bakery. They're like $6, $7 a piece, and they're hard on the outside, and you take that first bite and it's like a crumb explosion. I feel like you would have to make those kinds of minis in order to have a successful cereal. Now, what about a mini filled croissant as a cereal, right? A little pain au chocolat. Or you got something with a little bit of pastry cream in there, anything like that. See, now we're pivoting. This is what loaded cereal should be, is filled croissant cereal, I don't even know. I mean, it's like a breakfast combos is what loaded cereal really is. It's got like that crunchy corn bran texture, and then it's filled with dried filling.
Paul, that's such a good description. It's breakfast combos. It's like your Pizzalicious combos, but it's... you know, stiff cream inside of a cereal shell.
How did Kellogg's loaded cereals become so big? They're putting out these loaded flavors all over the place. I think I may have tried Crave, which is...
That's the OG.
Is that Kellogg's? Yeah, it is.
I think it is Kellogg's.
But Crave is okay because they had those weird, like, crunchy guys who would like eat each, like it was like a little cereal that ate a piece of candy and it became a Crave. They're okay, but I cannot believe that these are doing well. Yeah. I've never tried a loaded cereal. I'm looking at like, it's the vanilla cream filling and I like garbage and this just doesn't look good.
Yeah. I've always considered you to be a bit of the, as far as like the mass processed food, I've always thought of you to be like the raccoon of our duo. Just pulling with your little claws at all the different kinds of cereal that like I would be like, I don't know about that one. You're like, if it's made by Kellogg's, how bad could it be?
I'll give it a go. I mean, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand how these are so big. So I guess I have to maybe give them a chance and try out the Kellogg's loaded cereals. Now, Nick, tell me about this other loaded cereal trend, because this is different from Kellogg's loaded.
Yeah, so loaded cereals, their Mixins episode.
Okay.
What all loaded cereal is cereal with Mixins. It's cereal, like I think that the person that started the trend just had Honey Nut Cheerios mixed in peanut butter, strawberries, and bananas on top of the Honey Nut Cheerios. And that's the loaded part. It's just use a cereal as a base and then you put stuff on it. That's just a Mixin. You're just doing it jazz style.
Yeah.
So like, I'm fully here for it. Obviously, like we talked in that podcast, you and I are on different sides of that fence, fully here for a loaded cereal. But I'm just telling you, that's just a Mixin.
It's interesting how this article is quote unquote news.
Yeah, it's not.
But he wrote about this. Now she did crumble a brownie on top, which sounds pretty great. And they are putting milk on top.
Yes.
So you're basically just, okay. So it's just, Like Nick would say, a jazz style cereal.
100%. Weird. Just a cereal where you're playing there in order to get all the stuff that you want into your cereal bowl. 100%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to cover over the next few weeks.
Well, before we get into that, I think that you skipped over a cereal, and I think that you skipped over it intentionally, just because you probably are just like, that's not a cereal. I don't even want to think about this. Is Nature cereal?
Yeah, I didn't think you would bring it up because it's not. I mean, it's not even cereal. So, how does it get lumped into the cereal world when it's not?
I feel like this is the hot dogs, the sandwich conversation that we should all be having is like, what is a cereal? What is a soup? What is a you pouring liquid over stuff? What is a gravy? And the essence, for those of you that may not remember this, and like you, I think that you should, because this keeps coming up. Like I did research on every year, like trying to pull the top cereal stories from every year. And like every 2 years, somebody's like, yeah, remember Nature cereal? That was great, wasn't it? Nature cereal is... the original that I saw Lizzo put together is blueberries, strawberries, pomegranate seeds, and then you pour coconut water on top of that. That's your milk substitute. And then toss a few ice cubes in there to make it cold. And that was Nature's cereal. There's no starch. I feel like that cereal, like, in order for it to be cereal, there's got to be like a starchy component. This is why I'm like, I'm okay with like a cookie crisp, or like, you know, cookies with milk on top of it, that being a cereal. You know, these pancakes and these donuts being cereals. There's a starchy, wheaty, some floury sort of component to it. For Nature cereal, I think this is a great option for the gluten intolerant folks, for people that are looking to just get more kind of. I think that this is a great option. I don't think that we can call it a cereal, though. This is something else. This is glorified, a quick ready to eat soup that you made.
It's a fruit bowl. Ice is to make it cold.
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
So it's just fruit in coconut water.
Yeah.
This is listener, like infused water.
Listener, you can't see the cogs turning in Paul's head right now like I can, but there's just like, I'm not sure to be disgusted or offended or just confused. There's just a lot of things happening in Paul's head right now.
Well, I'm watching it. I'm watching a video on it, and it's literally fruit and coconut water and two ice cubes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? If you like fruit, it sounds great. The most offensive part of this, and this goes deep into my soul, is the crescent ice cubes in there just makes this thing so low budge. I mean, and in this one video, it's like four of them. You know how like you get the ice out of the freezer and they're in like a strip? I mean, just a strip of four ice. Oh my God, this is, if I'm going to go on TikTok and do this, I'm getting cubes. I'm getting shapes. I'm getting artisanal ice. They sell nice ice at the grocery store if you have to. And I'm not talking about that jolly good ice with the hole in the middle. That's ice. I'm talking cubes. Cubes, baby. Or spheres. A sphere might be a little aggressive. But anyway, this is cool if you like fruit. We know how I feel about fruit. But this is not cereal.
Yeah.
Water parfait. Water parfait.
Water parfait. It's a water parfait. I like that.
Yeah.
Tangential. What is the best ice?
Are you talking about shape, or are you talking about like manufacturer? Like, shape.
What version of ice? Yeah. Manufacturer, it's frozen water, but what shape is the right shape for ice? Like, generally speaking,
I like a cube, a traditional cube, like old school ice cube tray cubes. I think those are the best because if you think about ice, right, you have to consider melting. So you have to consider surface space, right? So example, this is why, even though there are mixed feelings about it, the sphere of ice in a whiskey, right? The reason that works is because it's so thick and it's so dense that it melts at an even pace, right? Because it's a globe, the surface area is the same. There's not a weak spot, right? If you look at crescent ice, there's a weak spot. It's the skinny side is going to melt faster. Like a cube, you have equal melting, blend better. The only time I will deviate is I do like a chewy ice, right? Like a Chick-fil-A Sonic kind of foam cup ice. But those aren't good for cocktails, in my opinion, because they're so small, they melt quickly. Cube is the answer.
Mine is you talked about the kind of ice that's inside of a Sonic cup or a Chick-fil-A cup. Crushed ice is where I go. Okay. There's also a kind of ice that I've seen that's like somewhere in between cube and crushed. It's like beads. Okay. That's
okay. So you're talking, so crushed ice.
Yeah.
And pellet ice.
Pellet ice is what I'm looking
about. You're talking about pellet ice. Crushed ice is actually crushed cubes, or like larger pieces of ice crushed down into non-uniform shapes.
Pellet
ice is what pellet. I'm okay, yeah, there you go. Pellet ice is intentionally made that way. Yeah, a pellet ice, a foam cup full of pellet ice, when you finish that drink, that cup is like gold, baby. Right? Like, I keep that cup all day. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go refilling this at home.
You're Brody from Mallrats.
Yeah, I'm putting it back in. I'm saving this. Oh, yeah. A QT foam cup of pellet ice is the way to go. Ice is good because Sonic and all of them are selling it by the bag. You know you got good ice. As if people are buying that ice to take home. No one's buying Crescent ice. That is terrible.
No.
Crescent Ice Maker will make you ice until the day you die. They're very reliable. They keep pumping out that ice. But to me, it's just like you have a drink, you have a party or something, or you're doing a video. And you, I mean, it's like, it's the lowest effort part of those videos.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not talking about putting a suit on when you go on the Tonight Show, right? Those days are over. But I'm talking about if you're going to put something out there and you are a celebrity or you have a significant following, like, come on, man. You've made a beautiful water parfait, and then you just went to the door of your freezer and put a cup and got three ice cubes and dumped it into... Ridiculous. Not a fan.
Get here. Come on. You're better than that. Like, this is where people are not spending their money wisely. Like, we have income inequality everywhere, right? And then we have these millionaires and billionaires that are spending their money on yachts and on multiple homes and vacation homes and other places, but they're scrimping on the ice makers and the ice in their home. Where are your priorities?
Exactly.
Where are your priorities?
I am going to venture to say that these billionaires are using the ice that came with their freezer.
This is unconscionable.
This was America.
The water itself comes from springs in exploited areas in Africa and South America, but they're putting it inside of these machines and these trays that are making the worst ice.
Yeah.
It's unconscionable.
Like, unbelievable. Now, I will say they probably have a really high-end freezer that I would assume is making good shape ice, but I want to see the shape of the ice on Paul Allen's yacht. I bet you it's crescents, and I would insist that the tender take me back to shore if that was in my drink.
Turn around. We're not going to Crete today. We're circling back to the mainland. I can't take
unless we're zipping down and doing Shackleton's route of Antarctica where I can get some artisanal ice on this boat. This is not going to happen. Although I do have a Sam's Club membership. I can overnight us a tabletop pellet ice machine. What do you guys think? Oh, we don't have Sam's Club here. Another reason for me to hit the shore.
Spinning it back around. We're going back. I don't care if we're going through Drake's Passage right now. We have to circle it back to Argentina. Can't take this.
Don't tell Kendrick Lamar we're going through Drake's Passage. See, guys, I'm hip. I know what's going on.
Yeah, cool. You know. Yeah,
I'm hip to it. I had to look it up after the Super Bowl, but I know what's up. So there's a lot of topics that we're going to talk about this season. I want to tease a couple of them. We've already talked about a lot of them. We've talked about our Cheerios flavors. I think we're going to start looking into those. A lot of new Cheerios flavors have come out. And what I like about it is they're good and they have longevity. Still out. They came out with some of these flavors 4 or 5 years ago. They're still selling them. We're going to talk about these hippy dippy indie cereals. We got a whole bunch on the list. There has been a lot of kind of modern celebrity cereals, whether that's endorsements. Excuse me, I touched the thing. God, amateur hour. So we've got endorsed cereal, but we also have like celebrities coming up with their own cereals. You know, not since Flutie Flakes have we seen this really take off. And then I was at Target last weekend, and they had a little bit of a sale going on.
Okay.
So I picked up all the glazed donut hole flavors that Kellogg's has released. So these are balls, I guess. They're like Kix or something, but they are supposed to be mini donut holes. So it doesn't sound super appealing, which is why I've never purchased them in the past, but I think that is something that we're going to have to try. But yeah, so we've got a lot of good stuff coming up. There'll be new stuff that comes out. I want a lot more cereal testing. I know people love to hear me eat this close to a microphone, so I think that'll be great entertainment.
Listen, the trends are all doing video podcasts with it too, so I can't wait for you all just to like, just watch us like house some Cheerios, some of these donut hole flavors. It's going to be great.
I think we may have to side-by-side actual donut hole cereal, maybe as a sort of a litmus test of like, this is what donut hole cereal actually tastes like. And I'm already thinking about this. It's got to be Munchkins, right? I mean, it's got to be Munchkins.
Yeah.
It's gotta be do Munchkins. I day old them, right? Do I do like get them, let them set? Do I only get cake ones? Because I think a raised or a yeast donut hole would die a terrible death in a bowl of milk. But I think that's something that might be the first thing we got to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of good stuff coming. Welcome to season 3 of the Super Serial Podcast. Keep listening at all the places where you get your podcasts. Any final thoughts before we hop off?
No, I'm good. I think I've said my piece.
Yeah, we said our piece. All right.
Cubed ice. Cubed ice.
Yeah, or pellet ice. So this is Nick.
This is Paul.
And this has been Serial.
Serial.